This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Americans who've watched the news and then the war from Iraq have seen Saddam Hussein portrayed as one of history's great villains and one whose tyrannical regime ended only at the cost of American and coalition lives. When news of the ex-dictator's capture broke over the weekend, Americans were ready to say what they think of it and him. We sent reporters in different parts of the country to listen.
In New York, I'm Madeline Brand, and I spoke with some people in the subway about what they thought of Saddam Hussein's capture.
I'm glad. I hope we can not be at war now. I hope we can everybody come home for Christmas.
I'm happy because I think it's going to be the turning point. Hopefully, Iraq will get back to normal now. I wasn't a supporter of the war, but now that he's captured, I'm kind of glad it's over. Hopefully, there won't be as much loss of life.
It's good that they caught him, so now he gets to pay for it, right?
Do you think it'll change the war now?
Nah, not at all. If anything, worse, because, like, revenge, it's going to make it worse.
I think that Bush is going to end up crowing about it loud and long, and it's going to get really obnoxious. I'm pleased that they caught him. I don't think he was a very good man. I don't think he really deserved the country. But I think he's just lied to us so many times that it's just really discouraging to think of how he's going to use that for politicking, and I just think it's horrible.
Well, I just don't think that he was necessarily as much of an enemy as he was portrayed to be. I haven't heard the word Osama in the press in a long, long time, and I thought that's what this whole thing was about.
They would have caught him 2 years ago, and that would have been something, but... So it's one down, one to go.
That was Will Hilario, Patricia McCree, Terry Serpico, Tippi Hall, Richard McCabe, and Lysandra Spencer.
I'm Greg Allen in Kansas City. At the Oak Park Mall in Overland Park, Kansas, music students provided Christmas music for the throngs of shoppers Sunday. But for many, holiday shopping, the recent snowfall, even the postseason prospects of the Kansas City Chiefs suddenly were all secondary to the news that Saddam Hussein had been captured.
Oh, I was thrilled. I called everybody in my family. I was happy. Yeah. And he didn't look very good, and that made me happy. He looked like he'd been uncomfortable, and that's what I want. I hope it means that the guys will all get to come home.
There's still going to be a lot of casualties because I still think there's some other leaders out there that are still causing a lot of problems because Saddam, they found him, he's in a hole hiding. I mean, how effective could he be that way? I mean, he was basically buried hiding from people. So there's somebody else or other people involved that are definitely causing problems, you know, leading the resistance against the United States, terrorism against the United States over in Iraq.
It's a plus, but I don't think it's over yet. No, it's not over yet. They've got to get bin Laden, and it's going to go on for years, I'm afraid. For a while, at least, in my opinion. What about you? What do you
think? Well, I think they're going to be over there for a while. I hope it's not 3 years, but... until they catch bin Laden. I mean, it's just not going to be over.
Thankfulness and I think hope. And I think the hope comes from, I guess, my belief that the U.S. government's going to figure out how to handle this situation correctly so the Iraqi people themselves understand and believe in the justice that Saddam receives.
I think my first word was hallelujah. After that, then you start to analyze it further and think deeper, but... I can't say that I hope that our troops come home really quickly now, because I don't think that's entirely appropriate. It's going to be a long haul. We've been told that. I believe that. But it certainly is a wonderful time for it to happen and now for the troops as well as their families.
Marilyn Younger, Doug Bouse, Richard Doerr, Don Winter, and Wes and June Gifford taking time out from holiday shopping yesterday.
In Los Angeles, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates, where I interrupted holiday shoppers at the Fox Hills Mall to ask for their reactions to the news that Saddam Hussein had been captured.
I think it's good news. I think it's best for the people of Iraq and for this country. I think it bodes well for the Bush administration.
I was hoping, actually, that they would capture Osama bin Laden, because I think he's more important to capture. I was happy, I guess. It was a surprise to wake up to that. It was very nice.
I'm kind of over this whole thing, so I was just kind of like, all right. I don't know why, I just didn't have much of a reaction, because I just kind of feel like we're treading water in this whole thing, so I know it should probably be a big deal, but...
Yeah, my name's Andrew McLaughlin. I think it's great, and I just hope they're able to find the weapons of mass destruction to prove that Bush wasn't wrong in the first place.
I hope that they captured the real Saddam. You know, in that country, even before, this is my aunt here, she was a young woman during World War II. We were born during that war. And from what we were told and from what I read about Hitler had 12 men made to this, that looked like him. And every time they caught one of those men, killed one, they thought they had killed Hitler. So I'm sure Hitler lived his life out to be a ripe old age. And I'm hoping that they have the real thing. I'm hoping this is not an imposter that they got.
I was excited, definitely excited about it. I think it was great news. It was a long time coming, so I'm glad that they finally captured him. Hopefully, I know it sounds extreme, but I hope he gets the death penalty. I hope they, you know, execute the guy.
We heard from Mark Thompson, John Tatum, Kelsey Pyle, Andrew McLaughlin, Miss Brown, and Shlomi, who declined to give his last name. I'm Karen Grigsby Bates in Los Angeles for Day to Day.